Chapter 43. The Hathaway. Callie moved back less than half a meter before her pack thudded against the cockpit door. She tried to press herself back even more. She willed a hatch to open behind her so she could slide out the back of the suit and away from the thing that had murdered so many people right in front of her. The tentacles drifted back and forth. One slid along the wall to her left. Two smaller ones curled in front of her like eels twisting in water. Another swept back and forth on the floor by her boots. The largest felt its way down the hall toward the open hatch. One of the smaller tentacles reached forward and past her helmet. She could see the leathery texture of the flesh, a few random hairs, small crystals where moisture had boiled out of its skin and then frozen on the surface. Would it crush her? Absorb her? She pictured it breaking the helmet and grabbing her head before the pressure could kill her. Did getting absorbed kill you instantly? Would she feel it when her bones snapped and her muscles were added to its mass? The tentacles felt around her, then retreated. Callie's chest burned. She'd been holding her breath. It came out in tiny puffs before she drew fresh air into her lungs. 9 minutes left on the clock. She'd been standing there, waiting to die, for almost a minute. The creature had pried the doors open rather than smashing through them. She'd forgotten it wasn't mindless. It had intellect, purpose, and it hadn't killed her yet. It had to know she was there. She couldn't be any more in front of it, standing directly between the creature and the cockpit. She lifted her foot, stepped cautiously toward the open hatch. A tentacle slammed into the wall next to her. She bit back a scream and flinched away. Her stomach tightened, cramped. Her abs and lats tensed. Her arms pulled in, wrapping around her, trying to squeeze the muscles through her thick spacesuit. The hunger spilled out of her gut like a craving that had never once been satisfied and never went away. It gnawed at her. Her jaws ached with a need to be used. When had she last eaten? It felt like days, like weeks had passed without food, years even, since the simple act of consuming something. More than years, centuries, millennia. She'd been hungry for so very long, so very hungry. Callie stared at the mass of tentacles tracing patterns in front of her. Her knees shook as another wave of hunger, of wanting, pushed through her body, wanting something so bad she'd do anything to get it, to have it right now. She wanted food. She wanted to dance ballet. She wanted success. A dozen kinds of desire overwhelmed her. Her mouth watered. Her stomach growled, and every part of her responded to it. Her fingers reached out to claw at the walls on either side of her. She bit her lip, squeezed her hands into fists, got her breathing under control. At some point, she'd closed her eyes and slid down the wall. According to the display on her visor, another minute had passed. Only 1 minute. "This is all you," she forced her eyes open and glared at it. "This is you in my head." The tentacles stretched and coiled in front of her. She studied them for a moment. The one closest to the deck ended in a stump of freeze-dried gore as thick around as her thigh. So did the one stretching down toward the exit hatch. Gashes covered the one blocking her path, scars from being dragged through the regolith. It had been wounded. She'd wounded it. Hurt it. And it hadn't killed her yet. Callie pulled her feet close to her, pushed herself back up the wall. The creature didn't react. She stood up straight. The hunger still tickled her gut, chewed on the edges of her mind. She tried to push it away. Tried to think of Tessa, Jake, dancing, Wagid, Izmi, Gordon, anything. Every thought led her back to hunger. To wanting things, to getting what she wanted, to just doing whatever she had to do to get what she slammed a fist back into the wall. Get out of my head! The hunger faded, but not out of any acceptance or respect. The creature just happened to withdraw then. It barely acknowledged her. She could still feel it on the edges of her consciousness, just a little further back. And she still wasn't dead. Just under 3 minutes until takeoff, though, if she had the numbers right in her head, and not long after that until rebreather failure. One way or another, death was in her near future. In the corner of her eye, something moved at the exit. Not Kurt had made it back to the Hathaway. He stepped forward, arms out, but stopped, just past the threshold. A half-dozen other figures lumbered into view behind him. She glimpsed the half-space-suited figures of Gordon and Ismay in the approaching group. Not Kurt held his broken hands out and flexed what fingers he could, reminding her that getting out would be a fight. Another hunger pang twisted in her stomach, in her gut, in her thighs. More want. She pushed it down, buried it. It didn't want her to leave. It didn't want to kill her. Or at least, it wanted her alive for now, because it... Callie looked down at the severed tentacle, back at the mass of flesh and brain nestled in the hallway, a mangled brain without much of a body. She shifted her shoulders, looked over at the dead man with the broken fingers. Zombie fingers.
"You need hands," she whispered. "You can't trick the flight computer into changing course, and the screens won't react to dead fingers. The zombies can't reprogram it for you. You can't hurt me because you need me."
The thick, blunted tentacles stretched out to either side of her, still not touching her, leaving her nowhere to go.
"All this planning and game playing, all the people you killed, and it all comes down to you not having thumbs."
A nervous laugh burst from her lips.
"You're some ancient alien super monster, but in the end, you're just another fucking jackass who only wants me for my body."
Inside her helmet, the speaker spat distorted crackles into her ears. The hunger came back so hard it bent her over. So desperately hungry. The wanting. She'd wanted the ballet for so long. The beauty, the grace. She wanted it so bad. Given up so much for it. If she just gave a little more, maybe she could... The rebreather readout hit the 6 minute mark. Callie laughed again, the laugh of the damned, or the screwed.
"No way,"
she gasped as the hunger burned through her.
"It's not happening. I got over it."
The lights flickered.
"And now it's too late."
The Hathaway rumbled. The deck pushed up against her feet like an elevator carrying her up to a high apartment. The tentacles wavered and dipped. Not Kurt wobbled and fell. Callie bent her knees in the most unglamorous grand plié ever. She leaped. One of the tentacles caught her in the gut. It slammed her against the wall, up to the roof, and let her drop to the floor. With the extra G-force of takeoff, she hit hard. She clawed at the floor and threw herself at the end of the hall, toward the still open door. Her weight had tripled from what she'd grown used to, and it slowed her down. The pressure in her suit shifted an instant before a fireball of pain exploded in her right leg. Her scream echoed in the helmet as the impact shook the floor. Every part of her leg screamed back. Callie made another lunge for the hatch, grabbed Not Kurt on the floor, and dragged herself over the zombie. She cried out again as her shattered knee bounced over the dead man's skull. Her leg felt like every bit of flesh had been pierced by nails and broken glass and fish hooks. Another blow slammed against the deck. It grazed her other leg. Not Kurt convulsed once and went limp on the carrier's deck. The carrier continued upward. She pushed down hard with her hands, kicked off with her good leg, felt her other knee swing loose the wrong way and fill her nerves with razors and fire. She got the good leg under her and leaped toward the hatch, less than a meter to go. Something smashed into her backpack and spun her into the wall. Her broken leg twisted and sent arcs of electric pain racing up her spine. She looked back and saw the creature forcing itself through the doorway into the hall. Its tentacles stretched toward her. Callie pushed off the wall and let herself fall out the hatch. Her shattered leg caught on the edge, folded, and spun her out into space. The pain made her scream one last time, but it ended in a bitter laugh. Her spacesuit tumbled end over end, and she caught a glimpse of the Hathaway rushing away from her. Then space, the bright crescent of Earth, then the Hathaway again, still farther, while she floated away in... She wasn't floating in space. She was falling. Callie caught a glimpse of the moon's horizon, a faint arc of gray in the black, and then her floodlights caught the ground, 50 meters away, coming at her fast. Then she was looking back up at the Hathaway, now just a series of bright lights, heading for the sun. And then... nothing.